Now we're talking with Meadville girls coach Caitlin Jones, and coach, your first nominee on the Dream Team this year is a junior, Kiara Holzer. Tell us a little bit about her and the season she had.
Well, so Kiara is, she's a junior for us, and she's our starter. She plays a bit of a point and a guard position, and she's we definitely look for her as a leader and a spark to our team and what she brings to us both offensively and defensively. You know, if you know Kiara, you know that she's a real threat beyond the arc, and so she's one that other teams definitely look out for in that sense. But she has a lot more to her game than just a three-point game, and so we really appreciated that offensively as well. And defensively, just the pressure that she's brought this year, I feel like she's worked on her game defensively, and so the ball pressure, as well as how she's dug in from the post even too. She just contributes in several different ways on the court, and so overall, she's just a real respectful athlete and young lady, and we really, really appreciate her.
All right, your next nominee is another junior, Krista Myers. Tell us a little about her and the season she had.
Yeah, so Krista is a junior as well, and Krista kind of has had a transition year for us. Last year, she played more of a guard, just with the numbers and the people that we had, positions we needed to fill. This year, she's kind of stepped back more into her role as a post. And that's been really huge for us as a team, and it's been really big for Krista as well. She has pulled down. She's been huge on the boards for us. And so she averages, she pulls down, goodness, about seven, 8 rebounds a game, which she's not a very big girl, but she just plays real big. And so we've definitely seen that, those numbers there. She also is a post that she's worked on her post moves, and definitely seen her come alive more in the inside game throughout the season. But she's not afraid to step out and shoot there as well on the perimeter. And so we just have definitely noticed that and her contributions to that in our team this year as well.
And your team's coming off a very successful season, so it's got to be very exciting knowing you're going to have these girls back next year to help lead the team in their senior seasons.
Oh, yeah. So just the girls as a whole. Yeah, I had 10 girls this year, and I just couldn't have been more blessed. They're just 10 great girls, and these are just two of the 10 that, and really we talked about how our contributions and how we are a most threat is when we can, we work together and we chip away as a team. And so really all 10, I cannot say enough good things about them. And we're going to lose two amazing seniors. And some leaders and they're girls with good hearts. But we have some freshmen that I know will give us some good time as well next year. And the girls, just thinking about the seasons and how they progress, I mean, even just thinking Kiara and Krista, my only two juniors, their freshman year, they started off 6-18. Last year, we grew to 12-12. And this year, we finished 21-5. And so as they've matured and their skills have refined, and we've worked in growing in different areas, both offensively and defensively. Their team as a whole, like we're finding more of a hunger for the game and understanding the game a little bit better, and that definitely brings an excitement and anticipation to next season.